Let's get out to the Band of Brothers hotline and bring in our special guest, the voice of the BYU Cougars on the baseball diamond, Brent Norton, who witnessed and called all these games there at the West Coast Conference Tournament. Brent, two heartbreaking losses. Man, I don't know, you know, what the first questions I should ask, but what happened in this? Let's talk about the first game. Pepperdine loss, 8-7. You know, how did they fall apart in those last few innings?
You know, Ben, the birds are buzzing down here too, but none of the BYU people are very happy. It was a tough weekend. We played great baseball. We just we led both games going into the ninth inning. We just couldn't put it away. The Pepperdine game, we were up 5-0 going into the eighth last night, and they came back and scored 5 runs. There were a couple of walks. There was a real critical balk in the game by Mason Marshall, our pitcher, that moved guys up into scoring position, and then an error on an outfield throw, and then the Cougars came back in the ninth and scored 2 to go up 7-5, and I thought, okay, we got this back under control, and then Pepperdine came back in the bottom of the ninth with 3 runs, and probably the most disheartening loss I've ever been a part of with BYU. It was really tough. I've been doing this for over 20 years, and just really, really tough. So tough loss last night for the Cougars.
Is this just a product of the youth of this baseball team?
You know, I think, you know, maybe a little bit. I think it's just maybe the lack of depth in the bullpen. You know, just not a whole lot of guys that he could really rely on late in the ball game, and it just came in, it caught up with him, and it cost him that game. And boy, the way they came out, I was so proud of the way they came out and played today. I mean, unbelievable effort. Had San Diego on the ropes and up 4-3 going into the last inning, and the first pitch of the ninth inning, guy hits a home run off Colton Mahoney, who had just come in relief, and tied it up, and then they went on to beat us. We got up in the bottom of the ninth, had guys in second and third with nobody out, and could only push one across, so we lose 5-4. So two very disappointing losses, but I'll tell you, I was very proud of these guys, and as was Coach Littlewood. They battled, they fought, and they just couldn't catch a break. It was just one of those weekends that they just couldn't, just seemed destined to lose those two close games.
Brent, how rare is it for a team to be up by 5 and lose late in the game?
It's pretty rare, especially when you get into the late innings like that. You know, momentum can change, you know, just unlike any athletic event. And, boy, it just swung around. Cougars had played so well up to them. And, you know, I think I was talking to you guys Tuesday or Wednesday before we came down. I felt like if we could get a couple of real good starts out of Kinzer and out of a Rucker, that the Cougars could slip in and win this thing. And, you know, they got 2 great starts. Both those guys went into the late innings, and I thought that's all they needed. And, boy, they just couldn't put it away. Just a very disheartening loss. Very, very tough to take. And Coach Littlewood was as down last night as I've ever seen him. And today, again, a tough loss, but I don't feel like he gave it away today like he did last night defensively. But you know, to answer your question, you know, you're up 5-0, you feel pretty comfortable going into those late innings, and they just couldn't close it out.
How common is it for a general manager or a head coach to dictate in those critical situations spots and pitch types for these young men that are out on the mound?
You know, the coaching staff does call all the pitches. They, you know, pitch and the location that they want to have it happen. Of course, the player on the field's got to, you know, he's got to throw it there. He's got to execute the pitch, and they just weren't able to get it done. You know, Coach Littlewood, Mahoney would have started, you know, the plan, of course, was to win the early one and then play again tonight, and Mahoney would have started that game, but the game was so close that they felt like, hey, we've got to get this one no matter what. So they brought Colton in, who's been a starter. He's been basically the number one starter the entire year. And he was throwing the ball well, wasn't locating it really well. And San Diego, who was the conference champion, regular season champion, very, very good team, has kind of owned us, really dominated BYU over these last 3 years. And I thought we were going to get one from them, but it wasn't meant to be today.
How were the bats in these two games?
You know, they swung the bat pretty well. Dylan Robinson had 3 hits, including a home run today. Hayden Nielsen had 4 hits yesterday. You know, the guys that have been doing it the whole year just kept doing it, very consistent. Shaver did not hit one out, but had a big double in the ninth inning, put runners at second and third, and he would have been the potential tying run, but they just couldn't execute, couldn't get runners, base to base, and the guy ended up at third base with Lund, our leadoff hitter, up 2 outs, and Brennan grounded out to second base to end the game. So, you know, I think as a whole, it was a great tournament for BYU. I mean, I think everybody realized what the Cougars are all about, and Coach Littlewood realizes that he's just got to, you know, more talent. He's got to recruit better. He said that in the post-game show. He's just got to go out there and get better talent on this BYU team to be able to compete in a very good baseball conference.
Talk to me about the future of this team. How many players are they going to be losing for next year's squad?
You know, there's 7 seniors on the team. There are a couple of juniors that potentially would be draftable. Mahoney would be one. But, as you look at the team, I mean, you know, the strength of a baseball team's up the middle, and they're going to have their catcher back. They're going to have their second baseman and shortstop back, and Nielsen and Chauncey, and then London center. And to go along with that, a very good recruiting class, 11 guys, led by Kyle Dean, who is a 5-star recruit out of the state of California, top outfielder in the state of California coming in. And so I think next year, you know, they're going to have to get a little more consistency with pitching. They're going to have to get a couple of those freshmen that are just off missions that struggled a little bit on the mound. They're going to have to get them, you know, in a good summer league with a lot of innings behind them. And overall, I think the program is definitely moving in the right direction. I mean, I think Coach Littlewood is doing a fantastic job. He knows what it's going to take, and he's willing to put forth the effort to go out and recruit those guys and bring them in. He told me he just got a commitment out of a kid out of Virginia, a big kid that they've been after for a couple of years. They called him. He called them yesterday and committed. So he's on the right track. There's no question about it. It's a real sad weekend for BYU baseball, but I think the future is very bright.
Is that kid that just signed or just committed, for the 2016 season then, this next season?
No, you know, he's a 2017 recruit. He's just finishing up his junior year. So he's still got a year left.
Is there any other surprises for there's no more, the 2016 class has already been signed, correct?
Much. You know, there's always a little bit of movement. Unlike football, you know, there's JC kids that become available. There might be kids that, decide to hang it up and don't play. Maybe some upperclassmen that haven't played as much. So there's always a little bit of movement going on. But right now they've signed 11 kids that will be coming in. And I think they've got a couple of return missionaries coming back, too. So a big class coming in. And a lot of those kids, he feels like, can come in and make a difference right away.
Has the cost of attendance stipend been a great recruiting tool for Littlewood these last few months?
You know, I think that's helped. I think that's still so new that it's, you know, and baseball's different than football, you know, as far as, you know, there's only 12 total scholarships to divvy up amongst the baseball team. So very rarely do you see a kid on a full ride. Most of them are, you know, 3/4 or 60% or 40%. Literally, they break it down into the percentages. And I think that's going to be a real advantage moving forward, but I'm not sure how much of an advantage that's been up to this point.
Norton, the voice of the BYU Cougars on the baseball dime. You did a great job this year, Brent, calling all these games. We appreciate you always bringing your A game on our airwaves. We look forward to having you on again in the offseason. If there's any breaking news in the baseball world, we got to get you on.